Adigo operator.
Joined. Joined. Joined.
Hello.
Yes, hello?
Hi, is it Tanya?
Yes.
Hi.
Matthias?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Oh my God, how many emails with the subject of outrageous are there? Okay, we have 4 on the French channel. Where's Carlos emailing Marilyn Cave? You see, he copied his reply to Danny to Marilyn. You guys all working, or just all three of you just saying? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Marilyn in the club.
Hi, Doug Brent. Hi.
We saw each other.
Yeah. We have an app for download teleconference. Mm-hmm. Or are you on the call right now?
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting
for
the.
More.
Yeah, most people are on the African. Or in the African, on the French channel. So I've called from 5 to 11 tonight, and.
Isn't it fun being over here?
Well, those are my regular meetings.
Yeah. I'm also okay. I have a summit call with Nick Tommaso and company.
But if you wanted to talk, my two options would be, so I'm going to try to leave here at about 4:15 so I can get back to the hotel and get on my 5 o'clock call, or meet with Marika at 9:30 tomorrow. So something like 10:15 tomorrow morning would be possible for me too.
What are you doing right now?
That's what I mean. Now or 10:15 tomorrow.
You guys cover this. I'll talk to Doug, and then I'll come back.
All right.
Because I know how long this will take, Doug. It will take a little.
Are we supposed to do it? Two of us, is it? Hmm?
Okay.
He's not coming back, no. Nick is going with Doe.
I think he's coming back.
Because I didn't catch what he said.
He just
tried
to talk to the dog because
okay.
It's
the only time.
Yeah, I need some drug.
Okay,
here
we go.
I've got synesthesia.
You feeling well?
No. We can... headache. Anyway. They seem dead, huh?
Well, you don't need a new account because you have an account. Because I have you as...
I have a coffee because they're not saying anything on that.
Yeah.
They seem dead.
Yeah, you just sent me a message. You said they're still doing bylaws.
But I had the impression last time we met, that they were going to meet at the next teleconference a month later. Is it already a month? It's not already a month.
Yeah. No, it's not.
They deferred.
Because they
said, oh, okay, we will not be together, and then we will defer to... So are they supposed to meet today? Because
they were supposed to meet last week.
Because I'm wondering if some of them won't show up.
Well, they were supposed to have it last week, but then because so many of them went to the IGF,
oh,
we
yes,
changed
yes.
it to this
I went to the IGF.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just quickly
look behind you. Yes. Because, you know, it's not... With the French, the African, it's very slow. They have a problem coordinating, okay. But we are working on that.
Okay.
Well, with the Spanish channel, the LAC channel, sometimes they lose 50 minutes just saying hello to each other because
okay.
they're too friendly.
Can you just say, please send, yeah, for the... Well, I mean, the idea is that the secretary is the chair, but since he's often not coming to the meeting, they either choose somebody else. It can be either Howard, an ELEC member, and he's one of the more active African members. And then there's Fatimata. She's around 50. Very respected member. I hope she's going to be on the call. She said she was going to be on the call. And she always...
Seb.
Joined.
Hello?
Well, yeah, 1 second. We've not started yet.
All right. How many do we have on the French channel?
Well, we have Monsieur Kuba, Chombe, Milanda, and... Hawa, who are calling back again.
Well, some people, yeah, they tried them with the ring, no answer.
This is what I had this morning. I don't know what happened. I've never had to be...
Yeah, because usually if you have any computer,
but it happened on my home computer as well. My own
really?
PC this morning. That's why we were able to... So, again, I do this. I don't know what my token is.
Are you sure it's he was cast on? Because I have it as Heidi Ulrich. No, the U is just a moment.
Maybe that's the problem. Let me go back.
And Heidi and the H is
out.
Yeah, thank you. Is it the same password you usually use? I always use the same.
But that password in this morning, it didn't work.
Oh, it didn't work?
Is there anything?
There's still like four in the French channel, but still doing dialogue. They still do dialogue. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
And who's in the English channel at this time? From Hawa?
We have staff on the English channel. We have Matthias.
We have Matthias, and I'm sorry, who else?
Marie Helen.
Okay.
And this is Heidi.
Mm-hmm. She might be translating.
I think after once they start speaking, then you press into. Yeah, you have to press star. If to unmute star 7, isn't it?
And hello from the French channel.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome everybody to the meeting.
Do you want to begin?
And just so you guys know, nobody's speaking in the French channel yet, so that's why I'm not interpreting. Non, bon, il y a à peu près 5 personnes, mais ils n'ont pas encore commencé la réunion, donc.
Mathias, c'est Sébastien. Matter of fact, I am on both channels, but it seems that the African people are just on the French channel and the staff is on the English channel.
Exactly, yeah, they're on the French channel because Mohammed is not coming today, and we are all in Brussels, and unfortunately we can only use one telephone, so we all have to be on the English channel.
So we're going to be on the English channel. We have Heidi, Nick, me, Marie-Hélène.
Okay, hello everybody.
and everybody else is on the French channel.
Yeah, and what we can do to help them to start?
Well, we would need to...
I'm sorry to push that, but it's now 15 minutes, nothing happened on both channels. And
I know. That's because they're still doing dial-outs. Well, they need to elect the chair for the meeting. It's usually Hawa, if Didi is not attending. But we need to ask them who's going to chair the meeting. Maya?
Yes.
Is there a conversation on the French channel?
Yeah, at this point, Hawa was just asking me if we had reached Didier, but we haven't started yet, so.
I'm not sure.
Fatimata is now in the line as well.
Okay. So do they want to wait for Didier, or do they just want to elect another chair?
And I'm very happy to hear all of you today. From Monsieur Oulanda. Hello, Fatimata. Can you lead the meeting today? Okay, very well. Because I have to leave in about 45 minutes, an hour anyway, so. Well, we should be finished in 45 minutes anyway, so. I have to go see my mother, so. And I have the same situation. So, you know, but I'm sure that you'll expedite things for us, so. Very well. First of all, I want to thank everybody for being here. I will be the chair of the meeting for today.
No, Fatima says.
Does anybody object that I continue?
Yes.
No objection. Please go ahead. Okay, we're going to the second point now. And Fatimata, ask the English channel if we have ALSs participating. Okay, on the English channel, who's participating on the English channel, please give me your names.
There's only staff on the English channel and Sebastian. Sebastian from the ALAC, Sebastian Bachelet.
And my name is Heidi Ulrich, and I'm the new manager for At Large Regional, and I would like to introduce myself and tell everyone that I'm very happy to join ICANN, and I'm looking forward to working with you and getting to know you personally. And in the next few weeks, I will be sending all of you emails to introduce myself and to hear from you.
And it's a pleasure from the French channel, and welcome.
Thank you very much.
So today's agenda, the first thing, first of all, it's the election of the chair. Second, now we will be adopting the meetings of the 19th of November. And next, we will be doing the review of the action items. And finally, we will be doing the updating on the current issues. So now we're going to go to the adoption of the meeting minutes from November 19th. There was no meeting. Well, no, the meeting had been actually postponed, so there's nothing to adopt from that meeting. So now we're going to go directly to the action items. So, Hawa? So apparently, on the site, there's nothing at this point. for you know, December 10th. Now Gabriel is now in line with us as well. Yes. So how are you, Gabriel? How are you? And welcome. And thank you. So for the action items for December 10th, there's absolutely nothing that has been posted. Does anybody has anything to say or any points to mention at this time? No, not at this time. No, and this is Fatimata, if I can say something. I'm sorry, this is Hawa, can I say something? The meeting had not really gone that well because there weren't that many people. So now we're going to go at this point then. Today's meeting is really going to be like the last meeting then. Right, because I had actually not seen the action items for the 19th of November, so, you know. So now, let's talk about the current issues of ILEC. There are certain points in regards to governance, how to improve the procedure in regards to government responsibility. So at this point, it's about, you know, the accountability of ICANN with the actual American government and the partnership. Second of all, it's the external review of the ALEC. Three is the NGTLD. And finally, the role of the Internet users in the GNSO. And finally, the implementation plan for the IDN CCTLDs. So in regards to all these points, does anybody want to say something in regards to any of these points? Meaning how to improve, for example, the procedure of institutional process, meaning governance and accountability of the ICANN in regards to the partnership agreement with the United States. Does anybody have something to say? And I would like to ask people, you know, because there were documents that needed to be read, and so I want to make sure that people have read these documents. Well, maybe they did read them, so ask them, first of all, Fatimata, if they were read. So, you know, I've asked a question. If anybody has something to say, I would like to hear your participation.
But just I don't think they
So first of all, in regards to ICANN's governance, so how can we do this? You know, is this going to be in association with the American government? Do we have to actually, are we going to be administrated by the United Nations? And these are questions that we have. And in regards to being, you know, the African region, for example, what is it that we recommend as an independent entity at the same time how to be administrated and decisions that are to be made? Because at this point, there's nothing that we know. So these are things that we'd like to definitely have, and you know, in regards to having a solution for the African continent. Can I say something? And this is Hawa. Fatimata, what I would propose at this time, after today, is to, you know, actually post on Google in regards to a proposal in regards to all these subjects. So, meaning, because at this point there's nothing, right? Right, I think that that is a good strategy then on soft Google. And so, who would like to take care of posting this? Because we do need a leader for that. So who would like to take care of the accountability? You know, so I can definitely do some of these things for the second point in regards to the external review. So I'll take that. So now, the other ones, do they have something to say in regards to the like proposals? Didier, who's here, do you have anything to say? Because at this point, nobody, no? Okay, just a moment, we have some units.
What is meant by that? Like proposed,
but it is at what stage? Because they have made a review, and then there were some like proposals regarding that review we record.
Yeah,
and I don't know what they are.
So, if you, and this is Sebastian on the other end, and. And it's a pleasure to have you here with us as well. So thank you. And Fatimata, you are at this point with the subjects. And in regards to the XCOM, it would be important to make a decision before the end of the meeting. Right, but that's going to be dealt with the any other business, so. Right, you know, so it's definitely something important to, you know, take care of. But I have a feeling that at this point there's just Hawa and me. And Mr. Kuva. Oh, Caleb. Okay, so Caleb is still in line with us. Okay, very well. Okay, so what do you think, Caleb, in regards to each of the points to assign a responsible party to work with a small working group? Do you agree with that, Caleb? Yes? So do you agree in regards to that? Is there anybody who would like to, for example, take care of point number two? Would you like to take care of point number two? What exactly? Okay, I'm going to tell you again. So the first one is how to improve the procedure for our confidence process. And this has to do with, you know, government and accountability of the ICANN at the end of the GPA, meaning the partnership agreement with the American government. So that's point number one. Second, we have the review of the external review of the ALEC. Third, we have the new GTLD. Four, we have the role of the internet users and the GNSO. So actually, point number four is very interesting to me. And then we do have a fifth subject, which is actually the implementation plan draft for the IDN CCTLDs. So, and just a moment. And I'd like to take number four, I think, from Caleb. So you'd like to take number four then? Yes, I will be taking number four. That is from Caleb. So at this point, we just need to assign number three and number five for the GTLD. DDA, are you still in line? Yes. So, you know, would you like, you know, first of all, there's going to be a leader for each of the points, and then, you know, start working with each a working group in regards to what is going to be Africa's position. So, number one, the improving of the institutional confidence process. However, we'll be taking care of that one. I will take care of the external review of the ALAC. And then Caleb will take care of number four, which is the role of the internet users in the GNSO. And so now, in regards to the new GTDLD, would you like to take that, Didier? Or you can take the implementation draft in regards to the ITN CCTLDs, if possible, or if you'd like to take that one instead. Is everybody still here? Yes, we're all still here. And this is Didier, I am still here. And Hawa is still here. And Fatimata and Caleb is still here. And Aziz, are you still here? Didier, would you like to take one of the 5 points then? Excuse me? Would you like to take one of the subjects? No, I can't hear you very well, Didier. Could you repeat that again, please? I think that I'd like to... Are you talking about the consultation period for number four ends on the 28th? Is that the one you're talking about? The deadline, is that what you mean? Matthias, are you still here?
Yes.
Matthias, yes.
Question?
The consultation period, because one is ending on
8th. And what is the actual deadline
for number
4? You know, for all these different subjects that we're talking about, is there, because as you know, there are 5 subjects that we will be dealing with. They've been posted on the site. For example, for the role of the internet users in DGNSO, they told us that the limit date was the 28th of November. So we would like to know if there's going to be an extension, if that would be possible, or if you have a new date, what's happening with that?
Unfortunately, I cannot tell you that because I've not been involved, and Nick is not on this call because he's in another meeting at the moment. But I will follow up on it, and I will send you an email. I'm not sure if the consultation has been extended.
So, Didier. Didier? Yes. So, we don't know if that's going to be extended or not. But the two that we still have. But, you know, I know that the process is still ongoing at this moment. So, Didier? Yes. So, would you like to take number 3? And, you know, if it's done, then, yes, I think I can take that one. So that's fine then. And then number 5, finally, who's going to take that one?
Oh, it's going to be
because, you know, it's a shame that you, Mohammed is not here. But, you know, we can always assign the fifth one to him, even if he's not here, and then we can continue. Yes, Fatimata, I think that we can send this to him, actually. You know, because he's already in the IDN working group anyway, so I think that would work. Oh, so that would be good for him then. Yes, yes. Very well.
Can I make a point? This is Heidi.
Yeah, Heidi.
And I note that point number 5, the draft implementation plan for IDN CCTLDs, that consultation also ends on the 8th of December. So staff will look into the extension, whether that will be extended, and Matthias will send you an email for that point number 5 along with the possible extension of point number 4.
Very well. Thank you very much. And actually, that would be good, actually, to, you know, set a deadline for all the other points.
Yes, I agree. And we will work on that and get back to you on that as well, because I am very interested in working with you and moving this process forward.
And thank you, Heidi. And thank you, Heidi, from the French Channel.
You're welcome. I'm eagerly looking forward to working with all of you.
Hi, this is Matthias. Could you repeat who's taking number 1 and number 3?
Awa,
so number 1 is being taken by Awa, and number 2 is me, Fatimata. Number 3 is going to be taken by Didier. Number 4 will be taken by Caleb, and number 5 will be assigned to Mohammed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
So now I know who to follow up with each of those points. This is Heidi again.
Very good. Yes, that's exactly the way it should be.
Perfect.
You know, and then, you know, if we can just get the dates on each of the proposals, that would be good.
Yes, exactly. I
and,
agree.
You know, and also send these proposals to the actual mailing list. That would be important as well. So send this out as well. And also send the actual minutes of the day. So if everybody agrees, we can actually start talking about the summit. And it's a shame that Mohammed is not here, because he was supposed to speak to us about, in regards to what a follow wants, in regards to the Mexican summit.
Mm-hmm.
Howell, you were at the last working group meeting. Would you like to give a bit more details in regard to this? You know, I really was not able to read my final notes, but I can actually prepare something and then post it online, if you guys agree with that. Yes, that's fine. So I'll prepare some points. Didier, and so I think that, you know, in regards to the Cairo meeting, at least, we had, you know, explained at the working group, you know, in regards to Africa, at least, you know, we had already stated in regards to what we wanted for the Mexican summit. But, you know, there's a matter of getting the opinions of the other regions. So we could maybe wait for Hawa's proposal. Yes, that's fine. I will actually be speaking to Mohammed. And at this point...
Could Could I add a possible suggestion? This is Heidi.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, this Friday I understand that there's going to be a working group to discuss the summit in Mexico. And what I would suggest or propose is that once the minutes of that meeting are prepared, they will be posted to the internet, to the wiki, the ICANN wiki. And I would very much encourage all of you to look at that, at those minutes next week. And I could also send them to you if that would be convenient for you.
Yes. Yes, that would be very good. And
so I could,
can I say something? This is Sebastian.
Yes?
Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead. So, yes, there's actually going to be a conference this Friday night for the preparation for the summit, specifically to speak about the content of such. And so I definitely encourage you to have either one or two to actually participate into that conference call. It's very important, you know, in regards to the associations that responded to the questionnaires, for example, because there's also going to be other questionnaires that will be posted in regards to who is going to be participating at the Mexican meeting, meaning, you know, in regards to what groups are going to be representing the LSS. There's also going to be different subjects that are going to be presented to be able to start organizing the working groups. And so I definitely encourage everybody to enroll in at least one working group to this way before the Mexican meeting to start actually making progress in regards to the subjects. And then also there's going to be three main subjects that will be treated. There's going to be, you know, the preliminary sessions, and then there's going to be the actual the sessions determined by subject, and there's actually going to be time for each RALO to actually meet from each region, and then there's going to be the actual regional meeting. So it's important that, you know, each, you know, regards to the fellow members really participate in regards to each of the meetings and really, you know, prepare themselves for the Mexican meeting because, you know, in regards to the overview and the whole, you know, summit, this is going to last 3 days. It's actually going to be a Saturday and Sunday and just part of, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. So it'll be important to prepare for that. Yes. And how is actually our representative in regards to everything that has to do with the summit? So, right, Hawa? Yes, that's right. But, you know, is it possible that somebody can join me, you know, to have two people? Because, you know, it's better if we have at least two people. Is there anybody that would be interested, either Caleb or Aziz? Didier, I mean, you know, you already belong to the working group. Would you agree with that? Yes, 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 I agree. So then that's good. So then it's you two then. Very well, exactly. So now we're going to talk about the next point. Unless if you have anything else that you'd like to add in regards to the summit, of course. And actually, this is how we're speaking in regards to the summit. I will be in Seychelles on Friday. Didier, would you be able to attend the meeting to actually, you know, have follow-ups afterwards? You know, because that way, you know, that this is why it's good to have two people. You know, that way if one is absent, then the other one can take over, you know. Are there any other comments in regards to that point then, in regards to the summit? Bien. Very well. So now we're going to go to the next point. Yes. And Caleb is actually sending something right now in regards to the workshops for the summit. So, you know, then you'll be able to take the suggestions that way. So now we have the updates, updates from the ALSs and regional activities. Are there ALSs that have actually had any activities? No, there's been no activities, but I think that there's ALSs that had actually filled out some of the applications. Didi, are you still there? Didi, I think, received some of the applications, but I didn't get anything in Everdee's queues. Yes, I did receive the forms, actually. And so now it's a matter of reading the comments and going over that. So in regard to the applications that were received then, there's three, I believe, in regards to our opinion, whether we agree or not. Right, in regards to the activities and, you know, what are the activities of these? And I know two of the applications, actually. And so my vote for those two applications is definitely yes.
Which?
So, DDA.
Sorry.
Yes. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Which two applications do you know?
C'est chaud qui parle de post-story, moi, c'est ça. Oui, il y a post-spelling out when there are names and things like that after me.
Because I actually know the leader from Jangamo. So I know that one. And I'm sorry, give me a moment. There's a bit of static there. And of course, the other one that I know is I'm on ONG.
Okay.
But, you know, I can tell you this, you know, all these associations are actually up to the level, you know. So if anything... you know, in regards to the Senegal ONG, for example, you know, I think it's important to use the internet, but also, you know, it's an association that uses the internet, you know, not only for instructing women, but also youth, and they actually do a lot of instructions, and
okay,
they've actually worked with and they've actually had courses online and things of that nature. So it's an association that is really, really active at the Senegal.
So that one particular one, the Senegal ONG, that deals with women and children very much with the Millennium Development Goals. So that's very important for development issues using the internet.
Exactly.
So very important to have with us.
Yes.
Specify the other.
So now for the IV Association, I have nothing against them.
Which one is that?
One second, getting you that information.
Mm.
One second. Getting you that name right now. And it's actually the Mediterranean Federation of Internet Associations. And so that is the association. But they've actually presented an application at the ICANN level. So I have to speak to you, to the staff, and then see what happens with that.
Thank you.
But, you know, there's something that I did want to clarify, and this is from Hawa. And, you know, something else that I did want to say about the Federation is that it's actually an association that gathers, all the associations that related to the Mediterranean entities, you know, Morocco, you know, everything in the Mediterranean. And this association actually is working on activities and how to help the Mediterranean region. And, you know, mainly in regards to the Mediterranean users and how to make it easier for them. And I did want to clarify a point. This is from Hawa before we continue. Yeah, and we can definitely, in regards to what Sebastian said, because that is very important. But Hawa, I do think that it's always important to get in contact with either Aziz or Benjamin or Gianni, you know, to know exactly what they're thinking about this as well. So, you know, and also the staff needs to tell us as well, you know, to give us a bit more information about this in regards to the rules of allowing or not allowing. Yes, but like Sebastian just said, I think that, you know, I'm not sure if they can actually be members of the ALAC because of what they do. Fine. So that's something that we'll have to clarify with the staff then. Are there any other comments?
We will definitely work with you on identifying that. This is Heidi. And we will, again, definitely work with you on identifying whether they do qualify to become members, ALSs of ALAC and at large.
We're actually conducting due diligence later this week on the FMAI.
Yes, and actually, it's very important to actually, you know, work diligently on the subject because, you know, we've actually had some documents that were being given by the staff related to, you know, staff rules, and but we really didn't get, you know, the actual profound information that we were seeking at that time. So you know, that is definitely something that we will need, and, you know, we will appreciate your points and the comments in regards to that.
Okay, I've made a note of that.
Very well. So now, this is actually a very important point that the chair has to discuss today. We had spoken in regards to the Cairo meeting, in regards to the and give me a moment. You know, in regards to the committing right now, you know, after the consultation period, and, you know, after getting Didier's opinion in Cairo. So now what we want to know, if you guys agree with that proposal. Personally, think in regards to the proposal, I think that, you know, I have nothing against that. I do approve that proposal. But what I would like to know is that, you know, are all the regions, no, it's for all the regions. It's not just Africa. You know, they actually realize that, you know, all the regions are represented. So then I definitely approve that proposal. And I definitely encourage you. Very well. Didier, are you there? Boudouin? Gabriel, do you guys agree? Yes, we agree. Does everybody agree then with the proposal? Caleb? Okay, Caleb is kind of busy, so maybe if you want to post a question online. Caleb, are you here? Yes. Yes, I am here. Yes. And I do agree. Okay. So then we have unanimity then. Yes, we do. No objection? No? No objection? Very well. Thank you. And I thank you all for your trust and congratulations. Another point.
ALAC.
Yeah. Okay, so do we have any other businesses to deal with today? Sebastian had told us that there was, you know, he had a comment that he had to make in regards to the proposal for the chair. I thought it'd be interesting to visit, you know, first of all, because it was good to look at another region besides mine, mainly because there were other subjects that were extremely interesting, especially, you know, the presence of Africa in regards to the ALEC and their positions. And, you know, Hawa and the elections, and once again, how Africa was going to work with the other regions. And, you know, I definitely believe that you will definitely be working very hard for this summit, and thank you for having allowed me to participate in your meeting. So. Okay, are there any other points, anything else? If there's nothing else to say, then we definitely need to advance in regards to what we're going to be doing from the new meeting. And I definitely hope that we get all the dates in place.
Yes, I will do that early next week, or hopefully even this week.
Very well. I just wanted to ask a question. You know, we have changed the meeting from 1 to 2:30 to have more participation. should we perhaps actually put the meeting at 1,300 hours? Because, you know, 1,400 hours is kind of difficult for me, so if everybody would agree.
1,300. Matt, did she make the proposal for changing the time of the meeting, the teleconference?
You know, I do think that might be a bit too late, actually. So, Gabriel, what's late for you? 1,300 or 1,400? Well, you know, for me, it's you know, a bit more complicated. So how about 13:30 or 14:30? What do you think? You know, I mean, you know, for me, it's fine. 14:30 is good. So 14:30 is good for you then. Yes. Yes.
No.
Okay, so 14:30. So then 14:30 will be the good time then? Well, no, but see, for me, that might be a bit too difficult, 14:30. I mean, we can try it because, you know, for us, 14:30 is also a work hour. That's why I said that maybe either cut it in two. Because, you know, for us, usually the break is at 1,400 hours. So if you guys make an effort and we make an effort as well, you know, then maybe 14:30 would be good. Do you not agree? So, or if the staff can maybe actually, you know, send out another poll asking. So it'd be important to send a proposal then in regards to what would be the best times for everybody.
For me, I'm actually based in the Marina del Rey office normally. So if you would later be a possibility, so I would be more awake.
Yeah.
would that be a possibility? Maybe 15 or 16 o'clock.
Yeah,
1,700. Well, actually, for me, even after 1,700 hours would be good after the work day, if possible.
It would be 9 o'clock in the morning.
Would that be an option, maybe?
You have to go first. You're so you
know 1,700 hours. I'm sorry, you were going to say?
No, I mean agree among yourselves, but I mean that would work. If that would work for you, that would be good.
It would be 9 for you. Yeah. 18 is okay. I think so.
So 1,700 you think?
18 would be 9 for you. That would be good.
Okay, so but for 17 or 18.
Mm.
Are they speaking? Or?
What or could she be?
Perhaps 17 or 1,800?
So what I would propose then, if the staff could actually send another poll in regards to, you know, what would be the best time, and then everybody can just answer that and then choose from there. Would that be possible?
Mm.
Okay, so yes. So 13, 14, 15, 17, and even 18 if possible. Any other business? Very well. So then I think that we have talked about all the points on our agenda. And I definitely want to thank everybody. And I hope that everything went well. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Goodbye, everybody, and take care.
Left.
A Deagle operator.
Left.
Hold on. That was Fatima's line. So I don't know how to mute Fatima because.
Left.